Is this a different camp for you, having played as much as you did in the second half of the last season? Do you feel any different? Is this different for you?
It's just more confident. I mean, before previous training camps, I wouldn't have, you know, much NHL experience, and now I have, you know, most of three quarters of a season. So I'm just more confident. I know what I can do at this level. I mean, from what I've done last year, but just more confident.
Rookies or young players, when they're not regulars, how do they approach it? Like, are they worry warts? Have you been like that? Can you compare that off-ice mental approach to what you're like this year?
I wouldn't say you worry. I mean, if you've had success in the past, or, you know, you've been able to play some time in the NHL, you're more comfortable than, say, someone who's just, you know, just turning pro or played a couple years in the American League. So you're just... you know, you've done it before, and it's just a matter of doing it again.
How do you feel these 3 or 4 days have gone on the ice?
Good. It's a fast pace. I mean, the typical training camp soreness sets in, and you just put your head down and work.
Happy that today's over, and now guys can start to look forward to games whenever you get in?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to get into game action, get your, you know, your timing down and your game legs under you, so that'll be good.
Maurice used you as the example for these young kids trying to break in, of how, you know, you can get sent back down, come right back up. You haven't been back since. What kind of mindset did you leave with last year when you went down and before you earned your way back up?
Well, I mean, once you go down, there's no point in you know, complaining or feeling down. It's just about, you know, being ready for when you get your chance. And, you know, on the plane ride when I was coming up here from St. John's, it was, you know, you have the mindset that I'm not going to let them, you know, send me back down. I'm going to do, you know, make this chance count and do everything you can to make it count. And, you know, I was able to do that last year.
Looking back, though, it kind of all worked out. Could you realize right away that maybe being the seventh or eighth guy here wasn't as good as being a number one guy down in the minors?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, your confidence grows when you're playing, you know, obviously, 20-plus minutes a game in the American League, and you're counted on to be, you know, one of the key guys, so that when you come up here, you have that confidence. And, you know, one of the things Hud said to me when I came up was, you know, you look like you're in a good rhythm, and that's, you know, one of the benefits of being in the American League. If you're a young guy, is you get that confidence, you get the ice time that you wouldn't get being here if you're a, you know, a 7th, 8th defenseman.
Any significance to wearing number 7?
I wore it a lot as a kid. In junior, I wore it, and I don't think I'm getting number 18 in Winnipeg.
Played a little bit on the right side today. Is that something that you're comfortable with, or
yeah,
should you be called?
Yeah, I've done it before. You know, I feel, and I'm confident. I find it's more about, you know, your skating and being able to get your body around the puck and get up ice, you know, transitioning the puck. It's, yeah, I've done it before. I'm comfortable doing it.
The battle overall, you got, you know, 9 guys with experience here. What's that like to be going against your buddies, I guess?
Yeah, it's good. It's good competition. I mean, especially for a guy who was, you know, a 4th-round pick and, you know, had to grind my way here, it's, you're used to it. You're used to the competition, and you know, it's never going to stop, really.